Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Charles Toman recently held his fourth annual Celebrity Waiter Night at the Montgomery Club by Gibson's Restaurant Group with celebrity friends and teammates.
I was there.
All proceeds benefit the Charles Toman Cornerstone Foundation, which provides support and opportunities to families and children in need.
I'm having fun every year we do it. And it's always a good crowd. You know, each year we get a little bit bigger, you know, so we have to keep switching to different venues, different places. So I'm thankful that the Montgomery Club was able to lend us this space tonight. So, yeah.
The Bears cornerback serves as a host, waiter, master of ceremonies, and auctioneer at the event.
All you really got to do is get a little tipsy and just go sold. That's the key to being an auction guy.
Along with Gibson's signature food and wine, the event also included live and silent auctions with Bears memorabilia, tickets, and other luxury items.
I think we got a couple of, you know, we got a Michael Jordan jersey. Obviously, you got my jersey. Michael Jordan, my jersey. I'll pick my jersey. I don't know. We got a couple of trips.
Tillman, Lance Briggs, Tim Jennings, Patrick Manley, Shea McClellan, Major Wright, and other current and former Bears players ran back and forth from the kitchen with cuisine for hungry guests.
Don't be mad if they all gone.
There was just one problem.
Well, they're awesome, but they're eating them on the way out, so we're barely getting anything to the customers, but they're super excited. They're doing a great job.
I think they appreciate it when they realize how good it is, but because I tried it. So I recommend it. I don't want to, you know, not recommend anything that's good to
them. Do you think you need to try like six of them just to make sure all of them are good and just, or, I mean, you don't want to just try one, right? You want to sample at least five or six.
You definitely have to make sure each and every one tastes the exact same.
Inside the Bears' very own Anthony Adams also took part, but it seemed like he may have been slacking on the survey.
All the other players have been going back for like 5-6 trays. This is the only tray you've had all night.
No, that's not true.
You're not putting the work in. I don't like it. I'm not liking
that's
what I'm seeing.
I'm sweating, I'm signing autographs, and I'm passing out steakums on sticks. I went back there about 9-10 times. Trust me.
All right.
I'm quick. I'm fast. Elusive.
I see you just socializing. You're not doing
I'm
any service.
Autographs, and I'm serving out steak juice as of now.
It's easy to see the event was a success, and both the guests and players had a fun-filled evening.
Really just the camaraderie that my teammates and I are able to share, myself, my teammates, mingling with the fans. You know, it's a way to give back, and it's for a good cause at the same time.
Anthony, my favorite part was when I was giving you a hard time, how the two gentlemen you were talking to, they're like, oh, I've never been served better than when I was served by Anthony Adams.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like, yeah, I wonder what you would say if he wasn't standing here right now.
Lindsay, you always give me a hard time.
I know, though. But you were mingling a little bit too much, Anthony. Like you were full out socializing.
No. I have a good time.
Yeah. Well, it was for charity, so
you said
you raised a good deal of money. So.
Yeah, I had people pin dollars and $100 bills and stuff on me.
People love double A. What can I say? We have to take one final timeout. We'll be back to wrap things up. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.